Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Folks, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic, trying to get this mic thing figured out because it might be in my face. We'll see. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've had some, took a little hiatus just for a little bit. I'm not going anywhere, folks. Trust me, I'm not going anywhere. But yeah, I want to get into a little bit about the hiatus, what happened, things that have gone on. I want to get into yesterday, yeah, we had David Moss, amazing guy, guest speaker at my church, and stuff that's been going on, different things I want to get into. There's so much I want to get into, folks. Like it's a cancel culture, so no one wants to advertise, no one wants to do anything these days, because if you say, he said the word "the," it has "he" in it. I'm offended. You know, 99% of, I'm looking into this still because I've heard that Joe Biden's going to get rid of all of that with the prescriptions, like in insulin and stuff like that, all the things that Trump did to lower the prices. I've heard he's looking into getting rid of that or has. Because I do know that like 66,000 jobs have been X'd, and they say close to 1 million will be gone with this Keystone Pipeline that they got rid of, and the union that backed him is now furious because they weren't going to do any of that. You know, like right before he got elected, oh, we're not going to end fracking. We're not going to get rid of this. We're not going to do this. We're not going to, yeah, try and pandering for votes. But if you go back, every time he talked about it, year in, year out, that's what was going to happen. Got so much I want to get into, and so I want to get into this. Isaiah 55, 6 through 7. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of going wrong, of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day or whenever you're watching this, listen to us. Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. All my listeners around the world, it's on Monday and Wednesdays now because Thursdays we're having Bible study and we're actually going to be able to meet in person, or we're actually going to start meeting in person. So when I was done here, I'd do right after the show, I'd go right into Bible study because it was online. But since that's not the case anymore, I can't leave here and get to Bible study in time. I gotta be over by the time I got there, dang near. But I want to get into, there was a thing with, and Glenn Beck talked about this a couple, like many, many years ago. It was in England, and there was a guy that was literally upside down. He was face down in a puddle of water. Because he was in a puddle of water, a decent-sized puddle, he was drowning. And the people that wanted to help him could not help him. Why? They had to let him die because since he was in water, that was considered water rescue, and they could not help him because they were not bleeping certified in water rescue, and they had to let a man die. Our internet didn't work. Can the guy that comes out here to set us up and get us started with new internet, can he do it? Oh, he can just do the internet part. When he takes this wire, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, they have extension cords that, like, when you plug it in, if it's lit on both ends, that means there's electrical current going through there so you don't get jolted with 240 or, it sucks, I've had it. But it lights up, and they have a thing where they connect it to this part inside the house and they go outside, and if the two lights have a light, then you got a connection. If not, that guy is very limited at what he knows what to do or can do. So like 3 days later, they had to get someone else to come out here to figure out why there's, when you plug it in, there's a red light here, but not here. Oh, so fun. And then it was like a loose wire or something. And that's all, it was something so ridiculous. But since that guy couldn't do it, they had to get another guy. But then finally we got a guy out here and he connected. And basically, that being said, that was like the 29th. And I'm like, oh, the day before, like the Monday I was supposed to get internet connected, and then Tuesday we're going to do it. And everything happens for a reason with God. I never question him, never have, never will, because like my wife will tell you, what did everyone tell me and my wife for the longest time? You're trying to find a girlfriend or a wife. That's not your job. It's God's job. When you gave it to God, we found each other when we weren't even looking. But I'm sitting there, and at night, I'm half asleep because I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm up at like 3:50, and I'm at work by 5. And I'm at work, and I'm at bed, but like lying, relaxing. And about 8 o'clock, I'm half out of it, and I get a phone call. And it's my parents saying that, hey, we're getting threatening phone calls. Someone's calling their house. Yes. Someone's calling their house, threatening me. Because I've had so many people that come out and they say, oh, you know what? All these things are fake. Everyone that came up with these fake things, they're all fake. They're not real. You know, no eyewitnesses is credible. They're not being threatened. They haven't lost their jobs and all this. So I just want to play a little clip of this.
No new message. Listen up, Kyle. Donald Trump lost the election. Time for you to accept it. Who the hell do you think you are? You little domestic terrorist. Good night, Kyle. They don't take time to domestic terrorists here in America. Time for you to move on. Trump lost. Trump destroyed the economy. Face up, kid. Before it's too late. Donald Trump lost, bitch.
That was just some of it, just to show you that I was being, and there's like 3 messages total, and he's like, we're watching you. He goes after my wife. You know, I get this on my, all the time, people write, and they give you crap. I accept giving you crap, but when they go out of their way to try to get false information from Google to try to figure out where I live,
but yet Google's knowing all that.
Yeah, they know it all. Well, trust me, I've had videos that I have. See, this is what really pisses you off. When you have a video that you take a video of something and it comes up as misleading. See, what these misleading things are on Facebook is, well, she actually put that tweet up at 12:01 and the thing says 12 o'clock. That's why it's the tweet's accurate. What she said is true, but that's how they get you. The misleading is, well, technically, it didn't happen at 1 o'clock. It's actually 1:02, so it's not really completely accurate, you know. We're tired of it. We're fed up. You know, Budweiser is not going to run Super Bowl ads. I don't know anyone who watches this NFL anymore. It's a waste of space. I don't watch the Black Lives Matter League anymore. But, you know, 37-year run with Super Bowl ads, and they're going to focus on vaccine awareness, because I guess if you have had COVID and you have antibodies, then it doesn't matter because you still have to get the vaccine. And there's already a new strain of it out there, so I'm sure the vaccine doesn't take care of the new strain, because they're actually looking to see if they can modify this vaccine to so you can take it next year to fight this. It's like the flu, folks. It's going to be here forever. You're going to have to learn to live with it. You're going to have people die just like the flu and everything else. Yes, people are going to die. People die every day. You've learned to live with it. Kind of like Die Hard when they're in the chopper and they're going up to the top. What do you figure? Take out 25% of hostages, tops. Well, I can live with that. There's that, you have to give and take. You can't just be locked in your house for eternity. like when we contacted the police and stuff, they're like, yeah, they believe the guy's probably just some dude with a vagina hat sitting in his parents' basement playing video games and just, you know, didn't sound, you know, so we've taken precautions because of what has happened. I mean, I'm used to people giving me crap online. That's one thing, but when you try to find me, I don't like people who try to tread on my freedom. You know, I still have not heard, except for the fact that Trump's out of the White House, that's the only positive thing I've heard from a Democrat. See, this is what I think is really going on. This is what is going on. Everyone is sharing that stupid Bernie thing. I've even done it, but hey, I'm smart enough to know that while they're sharing that Bernie Sanders tweet, and that's the number one thing trending right now in the whole world, while everyone's trending that Bernie Sanders tweet, Canada wants to kill us because there's no... Oh, yeah, that's right. The Keystone Pipeline was killed on day one. Yeah, the union that backed Biden now wants to kill him. Because he's... Wait a minute here. Well, if you go back to what they said for 3 and 4 and 5 years, oh, we're going to end fracking, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, all this stuff. No, we're not. We're not going to end fracking. We're not going to do that. Now that you had journalists ask real questions, it's ridiculous, folks. Bloody ridiculous. Oh, yeah. And this is because, like, when David Moss was talking yesterday, he's like, I was sitting there and I was watching, listening to all the political, all the conservative people. I was listening to Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongiorno and Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and all these people. And it's over there, my purple King James Bible. That was over there. I've got 25 pages up and I'm following all this political stuff. Yet my Bible's over there. Yeah, I'll get on and I'll do my reading and I'll read, but my Bible's over there. And I do my Bible app and I want to get back more into the Word. And then this morning, I get a thing about from Glenn Beck. And it's what I've been talking about for a very, 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 very long time. We're fed up. And I've said this. The gun running investigation. Well, Eric Holter has to know what's going on because he's in charge of it. But if he knows what's going on, then he's in trouble because there was illegal stuff that went down. 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's that were confidential on her private server at home. I'd be in prison. I'd probably been executed 10 times over. She? What happened to her? Nothing. The Fast and Furious, nothing happened. The Benghazi, nothing happened. Hillary Clinton's foundation, so corrupt, nothing's happened. The selling uranium to Russia, nothing happened. The Russia collusion, probably the biggest story, nothing's happened. I mean, if Russia collusion was real or any of the stuff that they tried to get Trump on was real, don't you think they would have used it in the impeachment instead of, well, he abused the power. Joe Biden's quid pro quo video, the FISA warrants. The Steele dossier. And what has happened? And when you go through great lengths to make sure that what you're saying is real, when Glenn Beck is going through great lengths to go to different countries to make sure that this is 199% exactly translated so it says exactly what it says, and nothing happens. When you show the quid pro quo video, folks, I was sitting there with the Ukrainian oligarch. I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving in 6 hours, buddy. You got 6 hours. Call Obama. Do whatever the heck you want to. You got 6 hours. If you don't get rid of that prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden, you ain't getting that extra $1 billion, pal. What's up, bitch? Guy's fired. Wow. That's quid pro quo. That video right there proves what Joe Biden did, and they tried to say that that was Trump, that's what they tried to impeach Trump on. when Trump was just trying to find out what was going on. But when you show people that video, it's who cares, whatever, I don't care. You know, you have this generation of people that there's two types of things, and I'm just being serious here, but hypothetical. A Biden, a liberal could wish death to Trump. Like, I hope coronavirus wins, but no one cares. I say I disagree with Biden. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? You need to be in a re-education camp. That's what Katie Couric said, because these flags back here represent an ideology that I've stood for my whole life. The pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, and freedom. It just so happens that Trump stands for the Constitution and stands for putting we the people first, putting America first, not the other way around. Not against the people, attacking the people. But that's what got us. Okay, as much as I expose all this stuff that goes on here, what difference does it make? I'll use an example, like my wife said. Look at Rush Limbaugh. He's one of the biggest people, but who has been imprisoned because of his proof and evidence? With Glenn Beck and everything he's exposed, who has gone to prison for treason or anything?
The only thing that Rush Limbaugh, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't mean this in a negative way, but the only thing that Rush has done is just explained conservatism and what our values are.
Yeah.
And why we do. He might have changed people and helped people. I know he did.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter if there's a D or an R behind their name. They still do, because it's all about money and they're all in bed together.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, they don't care. It's sort of like,
and we're past the point of done.
Yeah.
We're just getting started with this.
Yeah. It's like when you have a prosecutor, when you have two lawyers that go at each other in the courtroom and then they go have lunch. I mean, that's the problem in this world. We're past the point of pen and paper ain't working anymore, folks. We're past, Glenn Beck's tired of, okay, I spend thousands of hours every year investigating and making sure that my evidence is accurate and 100% truthful, and guess what? What difference does it make? It doesn't change anything. Politics as usual. I would be in prison for the rest of my life, and they get away with it. I mean, I did watch a whole program one time on, and I've talked about this before, in the O.J. Simpson trial. This guy goes, oh, I know O.J. Simpson did 1,000,000%. But when you're in court, the evidence they put, there's nothing they presented would make me believe O.J. Simpson did it when I had to go by the evidence that's actually presented. Do I think he did it? Yes. But with the evidence they gave me, I can't just say, well, I believe he did it. Did they prove he did it? No. There was no, and that's, you know, and we have that, and it's just when you have all this, we get fed up. And like, I'm someone that said, okay, January 6th, I'm surprised it didn't happen a long time ago. And what's funny is how can it be an insurrection when there are cops letting them in, people with cameras taking photos of them? Okay, stop, okay, pose. Remember those old Polaroids? They would turn the thing back like this, and after 5 seconds, it would snap the photo so you could get around in front and like the timer. Yeah, remember those? That's what those photos look like they were staged photos, like, okay, get in place. Let me tell you, if I was going to D.C., I wouldn't be there for a glamour shot photography photo session. I'd be there to do something. I would be there to peacefully let them know that, hey, you are my employee. I am the employer. You work for me. That healthcare bill you passed, you better be using it. If it's that great, you better be on it. We're just fed up and we're done. We're done of politics as usual. Nothing ever changes. You have a Boeing 747 full of every single solitary American or an Airbus A380, and every American is on that headed straight for the Willis Tower in Chicago. You have a choice, folks. When Reagan left office, take anyone who's put their name in the hat to run for president, whether they got the nomination or not for the independent, Republican, Democrat, Green Party candidate, Libertarian, it don't matter. Which one do you think is going to steer them out of autopilot and steer us clear from slamming into that Willis Tower and killing us all? Well, I'd rather have a Democrat because they're going to go 1,000 miles an hour and it'll be quick and painless. Democrats are going to go really slow and slowly glide us into the... But they're all going to kill us. We're all going to die. There ain't no difference. It's not like, well, the Democrats... You know, it goes back to the point I've said a million times. You have a boat with 100 gallons of water coming in every hour. The Democrats want to take out 5 gallons of water. Republicans want to take out 10 gallons, so they settle on 7 gallons of water coming out of that boat. Well, what's 7 gallons of water being dumped out of the boat every hour going to do when you get 93 gallons coming in every hour? The boat's going to sink no matter which one you choose. You need to have someone that says, okay, let's get out 95 and you take not okay, well, let's say you settle on 93. At least you're getting 93 gallons of the 100 gallons out, and the boat has a better chance of surviving. But that's the problem. I've been doing this show for a long time because I want people to wake up. They don't care. Hillary Clinton don't care about you. She don't. She cares about you if it's going to put money in her pocketbook. I was at work the other day, and they played the 60s music. And all that music, take those radical left-wing hippies, those anti-war protesters, the burning the flag against Vietnam people, and put us in the place of that back in those 60s. And I could relate to every one of those songs. Because you put your hand at your heart and you say the national anthem while you stand up. I'm an anti-American. That's right, folks. I'm a radical right-wing anti-American who needs to be deprogrammed because of Trump. Wow, because that's the way... I mean, you listen to my radio show. I've been that type of Trump person the whole time I've been on the air, folks. It's not, did Trump win in 16, but how much did he really win by? Because I've said this before. I truly believe it was rigged in 16, and they screwed up something. And the reason why I say that is because Hillary Clinton couldn't come out that night. She was furious. And then they never sent out not one Trump Newsweek. They only sent out the Madam President because she was expected to win. And that's not debatable because just watch that video with the ex-CEO of Wayfair. You know, you have like Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. He is a flake. And then you get these Democrats that love the people like him. Well, there's no future. The Republican Party's future doesn't exist if it continues to allow Trumpism. Great. Well, then, Jeff Flake, all these rhinos need to just join the Democratic Party and get out of our party. Well, we need this. I want to start a new party called the American Party. If you stand with the American flag and you stand with America, then you stand with the American Party. If you don't stand with the American Party, then you don't stand with America. And you should just leave this damn country. You stand with us or against us. We're going to bring back our freedoms. We're going to bring, it's pretty naivety for the left to think that, oh, isn't that funny? Twitter got rid of Trump. Well, just wait till you're censored. Just wait till they censor you. You're really stupid if you think that they can censor the right but never the left. Like they're never going to censor you. What happens when Joe Biden does something that you don't like and you call him out on it? You think they're not going to... Come on, man. They're not going to censor me, man. I have a dude on the left that's been getting, like, blocked and stuff, and I think he's like, wait a minute, man, like, he doesn't understand it, because...
Did you tell them how we were blocked?
Oh, I know. I'm getting ready to, but yeah, oh, I've been... Dude, I'm one... See, I'm trying to figure this out, because I'm one step away from losing my Facebook permanently, but I got a support group and stuff I run. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
You do things for the church, and you have your support group.
Yeah, I do stuff for... I'm an admin for the church.
We'll have to fight it. There's a way I've been... I'll talk to you later. We got to fight.
Yeah, I happen, because I'm an admin for my church. But then, that's the thing. That's why...
If we were posting lies, if we were cussing people out, threatening people...
That's one thing, yeah, but I try not to. I try not to really say anything that's inappropriate, and if it's in the poll, I'm like, hey, this is here, whatever. Because I remember when my wife was getting married, she talked to the pastor, and the pastor's like, is he a Christian? She goes, I wouldn't have married him if he wasn't, you know. That's the same way, like, my people ask me.
I've known you since I was 24. So he wasn't just going to let me marry anybody.
Oh, that's what someone goes, she's a Christian, right? I'm like, well, I don't think I'd marry anyone else. No, my wife actually belongs to Hezbollah. And, you know, I'm like, really? I'm like, I mean, it's a joke, you know, my wife. But I'm just saying, you know, my wife's a Christian, so am I.
Our Nazi flags in the mail, which we might get.
Whoops! I'm an anti-American because I got the American flags up here.
Right.
How does that make sense?
I want someone to explain to me how all we talk about is how much we love this country, how much we're afraid that our freedoms are being taken away. I don't care if it was John Smith instead of Donald Trump doing what he did. He was stopping our freedoms from getting taken away. How, just talking about that, but yet we're domestic terrorists.
Folks, even if the guy in 2016 that got...
You can't see it on the frame.
Oh, but okay. In 2016, if Benjamin Dover became president, I would be supporting Benjamin Dover. I'd be supporting whoever it is. That's why a lot of these Stop the Steal rallies, I had a Stop the Steal flag because it wasn't about Trump. It was about my freedoms being taken away.
That's why I got blocked, because for like 3 or 4 days, I kept saying, please stop the steal, stop the steal. And I knew Facebook was, I wanted to see what they would do.
Yeah.
That's why they blocked.
Oh, well, before this blocking and everything, I've had my conversation videos mixed.
Oh,
this is, they're, I guarantee you $1 million, they're monitoring everything I say, everything I know they are. Hi. See, this is how bad it is. They actually have antiviral software that you can get for computers so that they can't take over your camera on your computer. Because hackers can get into your camera and watch you and stuff by taking over your cell phone, your computer camera that's up here. And someone told me that that's bullcrap. I'm like, well, then if that's fake, that hackers can't do that, then why do they have software to ensure that that can't happen on your computer? Antiviral software to make sure that they can't get a hold of your camera and... Oh, but that's fake. Well, then why is it in Norris virus? Why is it in virus protection? But this is even more funny. Now you're gonna laugh at this one, because Governor Whitmer cannot stand people that have rules for others different from oneself. This is a lady that has rules for me, not for thee. Like, I'm gonna go on my boat. I'm gonna go to my Lake Michigan mansion. I'm going to do whatever I want to, live my life. Oh, but you need to be in your basement with the door locked, with your mask on, getting a sanitizer shower 10 times a day. And she has the galls to come out and saying she can't stand people that make rules for some people, that she makes rules that she doesn't have to follow, basically. You know, like, oh, we're going to pass Obamacare, but we're not going to be on it because it's not good enough for us, but it's good enough for you. Because that's what everyone says when I've talked to several, well, What did Biden do? He made Biden care or Obamacare or whatever. I'm like, isn't that funny? I'm just saying, because I mean, you look at this, because I've gotten emails for Biden care, and of course it's fake, I'm sure. And of course they say, oh, that's just the radical right doing that. Just to, okay, why would a Tea Party conservative group waste their time sending out emails that say Biden care? We got jobs. I gotta fix something, folks. Hold on. Anywho, we got jobs. You know, me and my wife wanted to be there on January 6th. And I'll be the first to admit that with everything going on, I guarantee you when those Antifa people did stuff and started to go into the building, you're not going to know a difference because, you know, just because I wear a Biden hat doesn't make me a Biden supporter. But I guess if you wear an American flag hat and a Trump shirt, you're automatically an American. You're automatically a Trump supporter. You're automatically, you know, because people that went in there and they're, when the cops let them in there, instantly they're, oh, they had Trump hats. They have to be Trump supporters. Well, I can go to a Biden rally and throw out a million Trump hats. Put them on. It doesn't make them a Trump supporter. Sorry, they're liberal left. But, you know, I mean, that's just where we live in. What is it?
I'll tell you later. It's a tax thing.
Oh,
W-2? Retirement.
Oh. Huh.
I'll let you look at it a little bit.
But, you know, you have... But that's the problem. I mean, and people buy this. People will buy Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is wrong that, you know... And she's the one that does it. No one can... What does she have, like a 2% approval rating? And now, this is what's really, because I got to get into this, you know, because, you know, the rules for me, not for thee. I truly hope that Dominion voting machines are really trying to sue Sidney Powell and Giuliani, because they are going to have a leg to stand on, let me tell you. Because they already went, they already tried to go after Sidney Powell once, and within like an hour, Lynn Wood's like, okay, I'm representing Sidney Powell. You tell us what court to be in, and we'll have the evidence. See ya. And he instantly wrote back immediately, like within an hour. Okay, you tell us what courthouse to be at, and we'll be there. We've got the evidence. Okay, you're going to say defamation of character? You're going to say that these voting machines can't connect to the internet at all? We don't have to prove they were connected, just that you say they can't connect to the internet, so they couldn't be connected. Well, they have an Ethernet cable connection. Why would you have, oh, wow, you have all the stuff to connect to the internet. Gee, where do you have all the things necessary to connect to the internet if you can't? Because they were connected. They can connect. They'll be able to dump all the evidence out and showcase all the proof they have that not one judge would let them hear. You know, not one judge heard any witness. But every single witness was deemed not credible. Yeah. Not one eyewitness was ever in court to share their testimony. I could understand maybe one or two that they could actually, well, I can prove 100% that this guy wasn't even in the state at the time of this incident. You know, because there was I remember they tried to go up to this guy, the cops did, repeatedly, they tried to go after this guy and tried to get him to confess to this murder. And the way he got free, want to know how he got free? They found a photo of him on a jumbotron at a baseball game at the same time as the murder. If he was at that baseball game, there's no way he could have done the murder. That's how they got him acquitted. Well, That's where we are, folks. So that's, but like with this Dominion voting machine, it's going to be interesting to see where it comes because, you know, I know Sidney Powell, they tried to go after her and all this stuff, and they ain't going to win because they're going to be able to take all the evidence and shove it right out in front and say, okay, hey, buddy, you want to say this, you want to say that, and have fun because it ain't going to go nowhere. You ain't going to go nowhere because let me tell you something. Because they'll be able to shove out all the evidence. But, you know, since Trump had a woman press secretary, Biden has to kind of play along with it. But now that Biden has these press, which she's a daywalker, got red hair. She's not a ginger. She's a daywalker. They have like a sign language lady. Never had that before. But, you know, she's trying to explain how Trump's xenophobic travel bans are different than Biden's travel bans. I can explain the difference. It's very simple. If Biden does this travel ban, it's not xenophobic. If Trump does the exact same travel ban, it's xenophobic. When Trump says the exact same thing as Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and all these people, oh, it's wrong for him to say it. Like I've said before, you could take Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Monday, Hillary Clinton gives a speech. Tuesday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders takes that exact speech 199% word for word and recites the same thing, and she will get crucified for saying the exact same word for word thing as Hillary Clinton. They wouldn't even call out the fact if there was a name in it that would make it not make sense because it's Hillary saying it, not Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she should have used her name. She could, if Hillary Clinton said her name in the speech, talking about her giving the speech, Sarah Huckabee Sanders could say the same thing using Hillary's name and everything. They wouldn't even call out that. They'd just say that, how dare Sarah Huckabee Sanders say this, sir? You know, it's xenophobic because Trump did the travel ban. It's not xenophobic if Biden does it, no matter if the, and we're not talking a difference. We're talking travel ban to travel ban, passing the same law. I mean, you wonder what they would do if Trump came out and said, folks, I support full-term abortion. I don't care. If you have a kid and he's 7 years old and you want to kill him, go ahead. What would they do if Trump came out in support of abortion? Like, we can't support that. Now Trump does. And, mate, there's so many things that I've wondered what would happen if Trump would have come out, like, adamantly against things that Democrats really love. Because they can't support him and they can't have him win. Oh, if I'm president, up to the age 100, you can kill somebody and it's still legal abortion. It's called the billionth trimester. You wonder what they would have done. Because he can't win. They can't give him anything. And if he came out saying, I'm going to make sure that a 100-year-old woman can be aborted, it's kind of a joke, but just. Because they've not.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, people are saying starting a new party isn't the answer. Civil war isn't the answer. So, what's the answer? Are we just supposed to bend over and take it?
We got to have a third party.
We got, you know, your sister said, well, we'll never win another election. I said, well, they got all the voting machines rigged anyway. I don't think we're honestly going to win another one anyway.
We need to.
How are we going to win? They used the same ones in Georgia that they fought to get. How are we going to get an honest election ever again?
We're not.
Explain to me. Tell me why I should even bother to vote. That's what I'm wanting. Why should I even bother to vote?
And see, this is the thing that's always, and this election proved it to me. I've seen the people that are independents slash libertarians grow and grow and grow and grow. And you want to know how many votes the libertarian always gets? staying near the same number every election.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder why, if they're growing in numbers and they have that many people voting. Okay, if you have 40,000 libertarians, you should be getting close to 40,000 votes. Because that group of people is like, hey, I want change. I want to vote because I want change. And I don't want Bozo the Clown. And I sure in the hell don't want Larry the Clown. I want to have someone better. That's why I'm voting for this. And when their numbers increase, but their votes don't, it made me always wonder, what the heck? And now, and I'm the first to say this, and I'll probably get banned and blocked for this, but okay, I've said this on my program for years. I believe in 16, it was rigged and something went wrong. And I still remember the night my wife came home and she goes, they found the glitch in the Michigan voting machines when I was live on Blog Talk in here. And I'm like, and I was just talking a while ago about, I wonder if they fixed the glitch. But see, I mean, mask. I mean, the White House press secretary should have a mask on at all times. She's in a federal building. She should have the mask. I don't care. So what if we have to go? I'm the press secretary. Well, I don't care. That's all we have to hear you. That's all we have to hear you.
One of the comments that said they could only stand her for 5 minutes because she rambles and can't talk coherent like Biden. That she sounds just like a female version of Biden when she speaks.
Yeah, she's horrible.
I haven't listened to her at all. So I don't know.
I listened to her for like a minute when she tried to explain how Trump's travel ban is different than Biden's because Trump's a xenophobic travel ban and Trump's isn't.
And Biden's isn't?
Yeah. It's because it's Biden's travel ban.
Right.
You know, Biden can be in bed with KKK racist member, I don't know, Robert Byrd, and that's okay, and was best buddies with him. Went to the funeral and everything. But if Trump was to have a photo taken with him, not realizing who he was and disavows that photo, Trump would be the biggest racist in the world.
Right.
It's like I've said on this program many times. Just do your homework on the gas price. It was higher under Obama than it was under Bush. But that wasn't they have a narrative. If they want to make Joe Biden look like he's Jesus Christ, they're going to do it. See, I worship Jesus. I get on the knees for one man. That's the guy that died on the cross. The media doesn't, you're brainwashed by Trump. Well, then when was Trump pushing this political ideology of freedom and liberty and justice for all back 20 years ago? One in five Americans believe Biden can unify the country. I just had to, I can't, man. That really, I can't believe anyone. Oh, well, yeah. See, the Democrats want unity. As long as you believe exactly what they believe, 100%, they support you. If not, no. I mean, this is what you got, folks. You got about 80 million people that are tired that, okay, what is this, like the seventh time that they've gone after Hunter Biden and nothing's being done, no one cares? Let me see here. I can't believe people would go to the Capitol and do that. Well, granted, it was mainly Antifa and BLM type people that started it. But it does not mean that there were people that were like, hey, finally something's going to be done. I mean, I'm one of those, like, it was like the saddest day because I can't believe that we have to do this to take back our country. But hey, we got to do something, and pen and paper is not working anymore. And that's where we're at. When they're looking at getting rid of the stuff to help insurance so that you can get cheaper prescriptions. But okay, like you know, I want to get back to this topic really quickly, because like with the Super Bowl, if you were trying to do an NRA pro Trump style, pro America, anti liberal advertisement on the Super Bowl, do you really think they would let that fly? Do you really think the BLM League would let that fly for their Super Bowl? The Antifa Bowl? The BLM Antifa Bowl? Do you think they'd really allow that to happen on there? If you did like a pro commercial about like when the national anthem comes on, you put your hand over your heart and you stand up. Do you think they would allow that? They might for 50 times more advertising dollars, but I don't know if they'd even allow that. I mean, I hope Budweiser wanting to do coronavirus awareness is just a joke for them to not have to support the NFL at the Super Bowl. I can hope.
Oh, I'm clear. I think they see the writing on the wall. Look at the viewership. You're going to have people who, that's what they do. They watch the Super Bowl, so they're going to do it regardless. My dad, he'll watch it. He watches football. You know, we don't allow it in our house.
No.
You're going to have people like that. I think Budweiser just understands.
See, but here's my question for you. In the years past, like I don't know the last time I've seen the Super Bowl. It's been like 6 years. But I always used to be able to hear about every freaking commercial and everything that happened. Oh, did you see that Pepsi commercial? I'm like, in the last four.
Or next week, you see them all repeated.
Yeah, you see them all over. I don't ever remember seeing, like the last 3 years or 4 years, I don't remember seeing any commercials.
2 years ago, I remember seeing three commercials after.
Maybe if they showed me a commercial that aired on the Super Bowl, I saw that one, but it was never like shoved down your throat where people were talking about like this Biden photo.
You mean Bernie photo with the mittens?
Well, Bernie, Biden, hey, they're both seen, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hell, Bernie Sanders was old when I lived in Vermont. I think I did talk about that a little bit, you know. Not to, but like with the Super Bowl thing, I was getting, you know, it's just like, I hope that they're like, hey, for what we're going to have to spend on the Super Bowl, that ain't happening. We're not going to waste it. No one's going to watch it. But here's my point, folks. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. They don't care. The NFL can lose every fan. They don't care. They're going to keep, just like CNN. They're going to do their liberal agenda no matter what, no matter how bad it tanks. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. I don't watch NASCAR anymore because the last race I went to, instead of having the trailers that they had where you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you get there like 6:30, they hand out tokens. And if you get one of the 20 tokens or whatever, they have like a half an hour where he signs autographs. And this has how many tokens gives how many people he can actually sign and talk to them and get autographs. You know, and it got to the point where it's like, okay, now they have like this giant swap meet where if you want a keychain from one of the drivers, here's where the keychains are. Here's where the styrofoam mug things are for the cans. Here's where the license plates are. Here's where the shirts are. And they didn't have individual trailers. They got away from they did the segments. It had nothing to do with the BLM driver that sat there. Well, I'm not winning races because I'm black and they don't like me and they don't want me to win, so they take me out.
And they put a noose in the garage.
Dale Sr. would be the first one to say, it's not because of the color of your skin. Suck it up, buddy. Be an intimidator like me. Show them. Because I remember when a black guy got taken out, Richard Petty goes, here's $5,000 to fix your car up. You don't back down. You stay and you fight. You're an amazing driver. That was back in the 70s.
You don't hear that. You hear everybody's racist.
Yeah, but that's, I remember they had this on ESPN a long time ago. They had Mike Krzyzewski and they showed what he did. If that was Bob Knight, that would be on every newspaper. That would be on everything.
Well,
here's
okay.
Tom Izzo. If that was Bob Knight, what Tom Izzo did, that would be on every newspaper, every...
Okay. What other coach throws a chair across the room?
Bob Knight.
Okay, that's why.
When I die, I want them to bury me upside down, and you know the rest of the story. I know, I didn't say it, but I'm just saying. They showed all these people that did all this stuff, all these coaches that if it was Bob Knight, it'd be blown out of the, you know, they would, I'll be honest, they did that to Danica Patrick. Any driver could do what she did, and they wouldn't care about it, because, oh, she's having a temper tantrum because she's Danica Patrick. Oh, you don't think that Kerry Yarborough and other drivers like him and Dick Trickle got in fights? You don't think that they didn't get in fist fights? And
Kyle
that was...
Larson fights everybody. He throws a big old fit every time someone even looks at him wrong.
And that's, I mean, and like Danica Patrick, oh, that's just a woman thing. She just, no, everyone would do that. But, you know, we're just fed up in this world. We're seeing rules for me, not for the, oh, the Obamacare, oh, yeah, it's so great, but we're not going to be on it. Oh, this law that we passed, oh, yeah, the mask mandate doesn't require politicians to wear masks. Or they'll threaten reporters that catch them without their mask on. Like the one I shared where this guy goes up to give a speech. Here, give me one of those. Whoops. My wife knocked it over. Oh, my. Production manager. It's okay.
Sorry, folks. My foot tripped.
Here, give me a mask.
Sorry, Rascal. And this is an N95 mask.
I know, but the guy literally, this is what this guy does. He walks away. You can't see me on camera, but he puts on a mask. And he walks right over, and as soon as like he gets 2 steps away, he takes the mask right off. A lady's filming him, and when she's filming the guy, he's on the corner of the stage, sets his books down, puts a mask on really quick. As soon as he gets to where the stage is, like 4 steps later, not even like 10 seconds, he takes the mask right off, acting like he had it on the whole time. See, these politicians, if you really watch them, they probably never wear a mask except for when they have to. Then you got Nancy Pelosi. I'm Mary Horry, and we need to impeach Trump. We don't know where he is. Yeah, well, he supports the American flag. We can't. Oh, I got to take this off because you can't hear me, but we need to. Trump, yeah, he supports America.
Yeah.
So we got to impeach him because we can't have someone that stands for God, you know? We're fed up of everything they get. How many politicians have gone without their salary since COVID? And how many businesses are about to close?
Good point.
Ask me that, any liberal that's out there that wants to chime in. Show me where a politician is suffering. Show me where a politician's hurting. I want some of that $75,000 ice cream that Nancy Pelosi has. I can't afford that stuff. See, but go on Cole's Facebook page. Cole's Facebook page. All the comments on there are get rid of, we're not ever shopping there because they got rid of the MyPillow guy. Which, let me tell you, my wife has 75 pillows she bought since we've been married, like 4 years. Well, actually like 15, to be honest. Literally about 15. Ever since she's got that MyPillow, it's the last one she's had. And I'm looking at getting one. And it's something where those Giza sheets are amazing. I would still support the man even if I didn't like the sheets, but the sheets are amazing. I mean, if I had money, I would get rid of all my towels and get his towels only so we had one color. But I'm too cheap and I like... Yeah, but, you know, I like colors, a variety of life. But I'm just saying, folks, somebody got on there, and because when you speak and type, it doesn't usually come up even close to what you say, and there is sometimes wrong and this and that, and somebody was the grammar Nazi. And then my aunt
No, Mary's your sister-in-law.
Well, yeah, but I call them, they're all the same to me.
That's kind of rude.
Hey, I'm my own grandpa. But, yeah, I know. I'm just laughing at you, but anywho, but she has my back like I have her back, and if you got a problem with my wife, you take it up with her. You got a problem with me, you take it up with me. You have a problem with Mary, you take it up with Mary. You take it up with Donald, you take it up with Joe, you don't take it up with a kid. You don't take it up with someone's child.
Or grandchild.
I mean, if you got a problem with me, you come to me. You don't come to my parents. You know, you come to me and say, hey, get out of your parents' basement.
About being threatened. That's what got me, is they mess with your parents.
Yeah, because if you got a problem with me, I got a set of my own.
And see, here's the thing. It's not like your parents can't take care of themselves.
No, they can.
But your dad's a workhorse, and he works 80-plus hours a week, and he didn't need the aggravation.
Nope. And that dude didn't know. I mean, and like I said on my video I posted, if he would have called me and I would have picked up the phone, I would have tried to have an intelligent conversation with him. And if he would have been... Okay, I don't know who you're trying to incite, but I'm not that type of person. I got about 2 minutes 30 seconds left in the program, folks. But I would have been like, okay, if you want to try to make me look bad and try to incite me, go ahead. I'm not that type of person. Sorry. I am who I am. You like me or you don't like me. You know, I'm not here to make friends. I mean, this is what I stand for. I stand for the American flag and I kneel for the cross. If you want to know about God and you're a woman, my wife can help you or I can lead you. If you're a guy, come to me. It's not hard what we want, folks. We want limited government. I don't want the government running my life. I don't want to have $75 taxes. I don't want to have 80. I want to be able to have there was a video on ABC they did about 6 years ago where they tried to make a house completely with Made in America products. And it was like an ABC, and it was amazing how hard they had to try to find, like, okay, you want like a microwave made in America or like a radio or anything? Can't have a computer in the house. There's practically none that are made in the U.S. Like cell phones, forget about it. Telephone, it's sickening. There's an all-American clothes company. Granted, they're like $60 jeans, but my next pair is coming from them because they're made in America 100%. I only have like 2 pair, but I wear them over and over and over again. Because I'm a guy. We wear underwear until there is no underwear.
Unless your wife throws them away.
Yeah, my wife says, where'd my underwear go? Oh, I threw them out because they had holes in them. I'm like, dude, that's just air conditioning. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. You know, we want freedom and liberty. And if you think that because you're liberal that they're never going to take that away from you, oh, they're only going to censor Trump and the conservatives, not me. You got another thing coming, folks. Remember one thing. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.